after this bill passes, there's going to be no way that school board curriculum will be able to keep out homosexuality as its reference to marriage. And I want to reiterate the expansive effects of this bill and how it relates to this amendment. While this bill will have a relatively small effect on the overall number of marriages in Maryland, it will have a tremendous and lasting effect on the children of our state. In legal terms, homosexual marriages will be equal to heterosexual marriages and thereby dictate the equal inclusion in our classrooms. This bill goes well beyond the marriage certificate. While the focus of this bill has been on marriage rights, the far greater reach of this bill is that it has become a battleground for the hearts and minds of our youngest and most vulnerable children. We must realize that this bill has a far wider reach than just expanding the legal definition of marriage, and this amendment provides reasonable protections to our children. Now, I found it interesting yesterday that we were told that basically the votes are here already to pass this bill, and that the floor leader made it painfully clear that he did not want to accept any amendments, for it would have to go back to the other side, and even referred to some of these amendments as graffiti. Well, I think it's our responsibility to make the bill as good as it can be if it is going to pass. So I take that responsibility very seriously, and I ask the body to also consider that. Now, on the amendment specifically, what this does is a provision to allow your youngest students to opt out of instruction of teaching where homosexuality is included in elementary public school curriculum. Specifically, this amendment says that the public elementary school includes instruction of same-sex relationships. The students have the right to opt out of that class without penalty, and it would require a written parental request. This amendment provides reasonable protections to the hundreds of thousands of families who have serious concerns about the inclusion of homosexual material at the elementary level, especially down to the kindergarten level. I don't know how many times I've heard the proponents say this bill would only affect their family and let them live and you live your life. Again, upon closer scrutiny, we see that this bill goes well beyond the marriage certificate. It has become a battle for the hearts and minds of our youngest and most vulnerable children. And we don't need to imagine the intended or unintended consequences of this bill. We can simply look at other states that have been dealing with related education and the inclusion of homosexuality. Some states have dealt with materials being introduced into the classroom, while others have specific curriculum designed to include discussions of homosexuality in elementary schools. To understand the firestorms created in other states, I'd like to read a short little children's book that was introduced to 6- and 7-year-old students in Massachusetts after they enacted same-sex marriage. It's a very small book. It's called King and King. It'll take me about 2 minutes to read this. On the tallest mountain above the town lived a queen, the young crown prince, and the crown kitty. The queen had ruled for many long years, and she was tired of it. She made up her mind that the prince would marry and become a king before the end of summer. "Wake up," called the queen. "We're going to have a little talk, you and I." She's not a very pretty queen, I'll admit. "I've had enough. You're getting married, and that's all there is to it." Again, here's a picture of the queen. The prince pushed away his breakfast. He couldn't eat a bite as the queen talked on and on and on. "I don't understand you. Every prince in these parts is married, every one of them but you. When I was your age, I was married twice already." By evening, all the talk had been made the prince dizzy. "Very well, mother, I'll marry. I must say, though, I've never cared much for princesses. To your future happiness." That night, the queen found her list of princesses and called everyone to the castle, near and far. The very next morning, a crowd waited at the gates. And we have this a princess from Area from Australia, sang a thunderous opera from the prince. No sooner had she finished than she was shown the door. Princess Dolly had flown in all the way from Texas with her special magic act. The Crown Kitty was happy to assist. But the Queen and the Prince were not amused. Then there came a funny princess from Greenland, buck teeth and all. The prince didn't hit it off with her either, so he really didn't mind when his page promptly fell in love with her. Then we got this one. Boy, those long arms certainly will come in handy when waving to the people, said the prince. As fast as her elegant legs could carry, the princess from Mumbai stormed out of the palace. The queen and the prince looked at each other sadly. Wait, called the page. There's one more princess. Ahem. Presenting Princess Madeline and her brother, Prince Lee. At last, the prince felt a stir in his heart. It was love at first sight. What a wonderful prince. And the other prince says, what a wonderful prince. The wedding was very special. The queen even shed a tear or two. And then there's a nice wedding cake and congratulations. The two princes were known as King and King, and the queen finally had some time for herself, and everyone lives happily ever after. And then the last page is the two princes kissing on the lips with a heart over their lips. And that's what they're teaching in our young, or they were teaching up in Massachusetts. Many parents may not want their 5, 6, 7-year-old children exposed to this type of material. Most parents would prefer that schools focus on reading, writing, and arithmetic, and let parents introduce their children to the sensitive subjects at an appropriate time. Independent of matter, the art of compromise is finding a common ground where both sides are treated fairly. While this bill proposes protections to homosexual families in our state, I now ask you to support this amendment that also provides protections for the other families directly affected by this legislation. Thank you.